The healthcare detective Frank Lally has written a book for Simon & Schuster about how to get affordable healthcare. Called Your Best Healthcare Now, it is available online, in-store, wherever fine books are sold. Mr. Lally is also the health correspondent for Parade and the former editor of Money and George magazines. He is in the Medicare business, thank heavens, and he's also going to be my personal guide, Sherpa. He's going to Sherpa me through it. I can't wait, but meanwhile, he's going to Sherpa the rest of you through it. And this week, it's one of my favorites, Medicare versus Medicare Advantage. I love the word advantage.
Yeah, it's a sweet word, isn't it?
It's lovely.
Marketing word, yeah. Yep. Yeah, so it's that time of year again. As my old editor used to say, it's time to eat the cabbage. We got to do a story.
That's right.
Story we do every year at this time. So you're facing a deadline if you're 65 or approaching 65. You've got to make a choice now whether you want original Medicare, which is run by the government, or you want a Medicare Advantage plan, private plan, to cover your costs. You have until December 7th. Circle that. It's not December 8th. You'll be out of luck if you let that deadline slip. You have until December 7th to make the decision. So you've got to do a little bit of shopping. And unfortunately, more than half the people who in Medicare, one way or another, don't bother to shop. They're just inertia sets in. They just take whatever plan they had last year. That's not a good idea. It's never a good idea. Because if you bother to shop, you get an 80% chance of finding a better plan and maybe saving money. I did both this week, Jill. That's my homework for you guys and this broadcast. It took me about an hour and a half. Okay, I had to do that. But I got a better plan than I had last year, and I'm going to save a couple of bucks. Now, stay tuned as we talk. At the end, I will tell you a company you can call that plays it straight, will give you very solid advice about making a decision in your particular circumstance, hey, at no cost to you. So stay tuned for that.
All right. And just I want to add to that at that time, because I've seen some ads about, and I want to ask you, because they say, oh, go to these people, go to this website, and this will be fine. And I just want to make sure that this, I don't know the website, but I want to make sure that that's going to really be fine, or you should.
Be careful, because there are, and it's on the internet, all over the internet. If you ask a question about Medicare Advantage, pops an ad for a Medicare Advantage plan, a particular one. Be careful about that. You want an independent broker that will give you the straight stuff, not somebody who's steering you to an Advantage plan. So you keep your eyes open when you see that little words ad. That's a giveaway, folks.
Okay,
that's an ad.
So actually, better that you stick around through the end of the show and then listen and then talk to the person. And no pun intended, healthcare detectively. If you are of that age anyway, you're going to know how to have a conversation, and it's probably better to do that because things are going to come up that aren't just on the questionnaire, so to speak.
Yeah, and unfortunately, there have been stories about there's Plan Finder at Medicare, but you know what? Under the Trump administration, it's tilted more and more toward Advantage plans. So I used to say, go to Plan Finder; it's terrific. That it no longer is a really honest broker from my point of view. It now tilts you toward the Advantage plan. So look, on paper, Advantage plans, these are run by these private insurance companies, as we all know, these big giants, United Healthcare, Humana, Cigna, big profit-making companies. It looks a lot better than original Medicare at first glance, no question about that, because Advantage plans, first of all, makes the shopping just very easy because it's all in one, right? You just go one place, you give them one price, and you can get coverage for your drugs, for your dental, vision if you want it, even hearing, and that's along with Medicare grade coverage for your doctors and your hospitals. You get that as well. So one-stop shopping. Plus, many of these plans come with all sorts of extras, stuff that people are familiar with now because they've been available for years, like free membership in a gym, a 24-hour advice line from a nurse, which I, by the way, think is a very good benefit for a lot of people. Even now, they've added more, like adult daycare for some people. Like if you're chronically ill, you might be able to get your meals delivered. Certainly transportation to your doctors, transportation to the grocery store so you can do your own shopping. How about this? They've added, in some cases, home air conditioning and pest control under these Medicare Advantage plans. That's for people with asthma, and certainly grab bars to prevent you from falling. I took a nasty fall this summer. I wish I had a grab bar nearby. So these are solid advantages. And these plans are relatively cheap. I mean, the average premium this year is only, that's 2020, is going to be $23. That's the average. That's the lowest it's been since 2007. And what's more, around half the people in Advantage plans choose the plans with no premiums. Zip. No premium whatsoever. And your total out-of-pocket costs are capped in an Advantage plan. They're not capped in original Medicare. So in an Advantage plan, you can figure that the cap is going to be somewhere between $5,000 and $8,000, depending on whether or not you stay in-network doctors or you go out-of-network. But even if you go out-of-network completely, make a big circumstance where that happens, you're going to pay $8,000 and that's it. Original Medicare, no cap. So, Jill, what could possibly go wrong with a deal like that? What could go wrong?
Oh, where do you want to start?
Well, let's start here. You could get sick. So if you get sick, then you're going to need referrals, and you're going to need pre-authorization, and you're going to need specialists. And this you need through Advantage plans, which you don't need under original Medicare. Now, studies show, and this is not just one outlier study, I've looked at a number of them, all the studies show that the sicker you get, the worse Advantage plans are for you. That's because these insurance executives running these publicly held companies, right, they're running their plans hell-bent on making as much money as they possibly can. They're trying to make more than $1,500 a month per member every month. $1,500, that's a target. And the business plan is awfully simple, right? First, they collect from the federal government, from taxpayers, from me and you, taxpayer subsidies of $11,000 per member each month. Okay, $11,000 come in. That allows them to keep the premiums low, right? Throw in these extras, and also have a really nice profit margin. So, okay, folks, so you understand this. These companies are getting $254 billion in corporate welfare to provide you health care, which they skimp on. So, and that's another key here. They cut back on their provider care. And they do that primarily by keeping their networks of doctors and hospitals very skimpy, and they're picking the low-cost providers in many cases. So maybe only as few as 10% of the providers in just one county is your network. That's it. And there's a very high chance that there'll be no cancer center. So if you get cancer, you're going to be out of luck. You're no cancer center. You get sick traveling. Hey, tough. Because you've gone out of the county or this small geographical area where your doctors are and your hospitals are, you're out of network. You're going to pay out of network fees right through your nose. And these plans demand referrals. They demand prior authorization for care and often step therapy. So step therapy means you have to try the cheapest drug or the less expensive treatment before you move on to something that might be more effective for you. Even it costs more, it might be more advanced, it may be new and work. No, you've got to go through this step, start with the cheapest approach, and then work your way up. And if that's not bad enough, federal auditors from Health and Human Services accuse these insurers, they're accusing them right now, of quote-unquote widespread and persistent denials of referrals and reimbursements. Okay, the auditors say under an Advantage plan, they're going to turn down about 4% of the requests for pre-authorized treatment. 4%, that's like 1 out of 20, right? Get turned down. something close to 1 out of 10 of requests for reimbursements. I saw the doctor, I paid him, I think I was covered, I want to be reimbursed. Something like 1 out of 10, 8% get turned down. Okay, I consider that pretty high. These auditors consider it pretty high. That's kind of outrageous, right? So you'd want to appeal. Well, guess what? You can appeal all you want. 75% of the appeals are turned down. So you're really, once you're in an Advantage plan, they're going to dictate to you. So I would say, you know, folks, look, if your top priority is to get the best possible care when you get sick, right? If you're healthy, these plans work beautifully, okay? But if you need to see a doctor, you need a hospital, and you're actually sick, then Original Medicare is your best bet, because you can see 90% of the doctors in this country, because 90% of the doctors are in Medicare. Don't believe the headlines either. Everybody's dropping out of Medicare. 90% of the doctors accept Medicare. Virtually all of the 5,000 hospitals in this country take Medicare. And that's without referrals. You don't need referrals. You don't need pre-authorization. And while you're traveling, you're covered. Your doc, you don't have to worry about the doctor back home. There's a Medicare doctor around the corner. There's a Medicare hospital down the street. So you can get your care when you're traveling in this country. But, and it's a big one, Jill, Original Medicare is not free. In fact, it's far from free. So if you paid Medicare taxes for 10 years, you have no hospital premiums, okay? And most people do. If you have not, you'll pay anywhere from $240 to $437 a month in premiums. In addition, everyone with hospital coverage, that's called Part A under Original Medicare, Part A, must pay the first $1,364 of any hospital bill. So you get, that's the deductible. So you're out $1,300 if you go to a hospital. And that's actually up $24 from last year. Under doctor care, that's called Part B, that's kind of cheap, relatively cheap. It's $135.50 a month. There is a $185 deductible. Not so bad. However, Original Medicare only pays 80% of your bills. I mean, all those cable ads you see are true. The pizza pie gets cut. Yes, it's, they only cover about 80% of your bills. And remember, I told you, there's no cap. You could owe millions. There is no cap. So it's smart, really smart, to buy a Medigap insurance policy as well, to pick up the, as much as you can of that extra 20% that you'll owe. And I have to say this, Medigap, I think, is essential with Original Medicare. It's the smartest thing to do, but it's expensive. I just made a decision. I chose Plan G under Medicare. It's a relatively generous plan. And I will pay for myself $270 a month. I will also pay $270 a month for my wife. That's a chunk of change, folks. But I think it's essential. Certainly, with my health history, it's a smart thing to do. And now you've got doctors and hospitals, and you got Medigap. Okay, but that's all you got. So you also have to buy your drug coverage, dental coverage if you wanted, vision or hearing. That's all separate. You got to add it on. You got to. It's the hassle of shopping for it. And your monthly costs go up, obviously, as you add more coverage. The dental plan I picked, not so bad. It's $17 a month. In fact, I'm saving money on that plan this year. But there's a $435 deductible. So you got to add that in. You're going to pay $435 in addition to the premiums. You're well over $50. Remember, I said an Advantage plan with everything thrown in is $23 on average, right? Or no premium at all. So you're paying more money here. And the dental plan I picked, which is not great, none of them are, that's another $61 a month. And all you get for that is like two cleanings and the coverage up to $2,500, which is really like 50%
of a serious anything.
Yeah.
And that's for both. We have a problem in that is we've got about 30 seconds.
We got 30 seconds. All right. So here's what to do. I threw a lot of stuff at you, folks. Here's what to do. Call VIA Benefits. That's VIA Benefits. They're independent. They're open 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Friday. They'll give you the straight stuff, and they'll help you make an intelligent choice, whether it's Original Medicare for you or you're feeling healthy and lucky. and you can go with an Advantage plan and save some money next year and still feel safe because you don't travel too much, okay? Or you feel safe with the hospitals that are in your network. Here's the number, 866-322-2824. One more time, 866-322-2824 via benefits. They'll answer your questions, give you the straight information, and help you make a smart choice.
Thank you, Frank, the healthcare detective and health correspondent for Parade. Send your questions or concerns about finding affordable healthcare to healthcaredetective@robinhoodradio.com. Frank will try to address as many of your questions as he can on future broadcasts.